Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. Praise God. I'm not going to preach for long tonight. I know you probably don't believe that.
No voy a predicar mucho esta noche, tal vez no me creen.
But I want to be very intentional.
Pero quiero tener mucha intención.
Praise God. I feel very specifically that I have a word for some people in the house of God tonight.
Siento específicamente que tengo una palabra para esta casa.
I want to preach on this subject.
Voy a predicar en este tema.
Weary at the well.
Cansado en el pozo de agua.
Weary at the well.
Cansado en el pozo de agua.
Put your Bibles down, lift your hands to heaven. Let's talk to God. God, we love you. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in the heavens, God. I thank you for your people, for the great work that you're doing here. I pray that you would anoint this service, the remainder of it, God. I pray that you would break up the fallow ground of every heart and every mind and spirit, God. I pray that you would put the seed of your word in our hearts tonight, God. And that you would cause it to germinate and grow and to produce what you have designed. And we praise you for it. One more time, why don't you give God some praise? Clap your hands.
Una vez más, vamos a darle palmas al Señor.
Shout to God with a voice of triumph.
Levanten su voz con voz de triunfo.
You can be seated in the presence of God tonight.
Se pueden sentar en la presencia de Dios.
He was the Messiah.
Era el Mesías.
The anointed one of God.
El ungido de Dios.
He was everything that God was throughout the Old Testament.
Era todo lo que Dios era en el Antiguo Testamento.
He was everything represented by the tabernacle and the temple.
Era todo representado en el tabernáculo y en el templo.
He was prophetically the arm of the Lord.
Proféticamente era el brazo del Señor.
The power of God made manifest.
El poder de Dios manifestado.
Every descriptive that you could imagine in Scripture that defined God.
Toda escritura que te definía a Dios.
Was packaged in this Jewish carpenter.
Estaba envuelto adentro de este judío.
He was the master of the universe.
Era el maestro del universo.
He was Alpha and Omega.
Era el Alfa y el Omega.
First and last.
Primero y el fin.
Beginning and ending.
El principio y el final.
He was the one who was and is to come.
Era el que era, el que es y el que ha de venir.
He was the Almighty God.
Era el Dios Todopoderoso.
He was God manifest in flesh.
Era Dios manifestado en carne.
Justified in spirit.
Justificado en el espíritu.
Seen of angels.
Visto por los ángeles.
Preached to the Gentiles.
Predicado a los gentiles.
Received up into glory.
Recibido en la gloria.
Believed on in the world.
Creído en el mundo.
He was the omnipotence of God.
Era la omnipotencia de Dios.
He was all powerful.
Era todopoderoso.
He told his disciples.
Le dijo a sus discípulos.
All power.
Todo poder.
In heaven and earth.
En el cielo y la tierra.
Has been given unto me.
Ha sido dado a mí.
And he told them as an extension.
Y le dijo como una extensión.
That you shall receive power.
Que ustedes recibirán poder.
After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Después que el Espíritu venga sobre ti.
Because of what was working in him.
Porque lo que estaba obrando en él.
We have power tonight.
Tenemos poder esta noche.
We are not an impotent people.
No somos un pueblo impotente.
We are not an anemic people.
No somos un pueblo débil.
We are not a dependent people.
No somos un pueblo que depende.
But we have the power of God working on the inside of us.
Pero el poder de Dios obra dentro de nosotros.
Come on, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst.
Donde están dos o tres en mi nombre, ahí está él.
And because of that, our worship has power.
Y por eso nuestra adoración tiene poder.
Our prayer has power.
La oración tiene poder.
Come on, you have power tonight.
Tú tienes poder esta noche.
To overcome the enemy.
Para vencer al enemigo.
Praise God. You have power to tread on serpents and on scorpions.
Tienes poder para pisar las culebras y los alacranes.
Praise God. He was omnipresent.
Él era omnipresente.
As difficult as it is to imagine the man Christ Jesus.
Así como difícil es de imaginarse del Cristo Jesús.
Being the omnipresence of God.
Que sea la omnipresencia de
Dios. We know that command central was in him.
Sabemos que el central control estaba dentro de él.
The Bible says that all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily in the man Christ Jesus.
La Biblia dice que la plenitud de la deidad estaba dentro de él.
The essence of God was resident in him.
La esencia de Dios estaba dentro de él.
But at the same time,
pero al mismo tiempo,
that he was standing on terra firma,
que él estaba parado en la tierra,
he was still holding the universe together.
Aún estaba deteniendo al universo.
By the power of his word.
Con el poder de su palabra.
All power that you could imagine.
Todo poder que te imaginas.
The radiant power of the sun.
El poder del sol.
It was held up by the man Christ Jesus.
Estaba detenido, sostenido por Jesús.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
He was God made visible.
Era Dios hecho visible.
He was God's spirit in finitude.
Era el espíritu de Dios en finitud.
He was the essential spirit of God bound up in the existential.
Era el espíritu esencial de Dios en lo existencial.
And as he walked the earth,
y mientras caminaba la tierra,
he was a walking paradox.
Era una paradoxia.
He was strength packaged in weakness.
Era fortaleza envuelto en debilidad.
And he was weary at the well.
Y él estaba cansado en el pozo.
The scripture says that he must needs go through Samaria.
La Biblia dice que tenía que pasar por Samaria.
That was the vision of God.
Eso era la visión de Dios.
He didn't concern himself with houses.
Él no se preocupó por casas.
Possessions.
Las posesiones.
He was not distracted.
Él no estaba distraído.
He said, I only do that that I see my Father in heaven reveal to me.
Yo solamente hago lo que miro que mi Padre en el cielo me enseña.
So as he was prioritizing his life,
so mientras él priorizaba su vida,
he was infinitely concerned.
Estaba infinitamente preocupado
with doing the specific will of God.
Con hacer la voluntad específica de Dios.
So as he was prioritizing his schedule,
so mientras él estaba haciendo sus planes,
he was revealing or making demonstrable the will and the purpose of God.
Estaba revelando la voluntad de Dios.
He was always aligning himself,
siempre se estaba alineando,
with the plan of God.
Con el plan de Dios.
He was looking for a need.
Estaba mirando por una necesidad.
He was looking for the hurting.
Estaba buscando a alguien lastimado.
He was seeking for the weak.
Estaba buscando al débil.
He was seeking out the broken.
Estaba buscando al quebrantado.
He did not evaluate his life by what people were doing for him.
Él no evaluaba su vida por lo que lo estaban haciendo a él.
But his entire perspective,
pero todo su punto de vista,
was to seek out the needs of other people.
Era buscar las necesidades de los demás.
His entire evaluation was other-centered.
Toda su evaluación era de los demás.
He was concerned about you.
Él estaba preocupado por ti.
And concerned about me.
Y preocupado por mí.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
He was constantly asking, "What can I do?"
Constantemente preguntaba, ¿qué puedo hacer?
For other people.
Por los demás.
Praise God. He was divine will.
Era la voluntad divina.
He was purpose.
Era propósito.
Packaged in a humble Jewish carpenter.
En ese judío humilde.
And he was seeking out another person to minister to.
Estaba buscando a alguien más para ministrar.
He was always looking for somebody else to bless.
Siempre buscaba a alguien más quien podía bendecir.
For another person to pour himself out upon.
Para otra persona que se pueda derramar para él.
He was the divine purpose. He was the divine love of God.
Era el amor divino de Dios.
Looking for somebody to be poured out upon.
Buscando a alguien que pueda enseñar su amor.
He was the source of inspiration.
Era la fuente de la inspiración.
Of love and passion.
De amor y pasión.
Of purpose and of divine destiny.
De propósito y destino divino.
He was the word of God made flesh.
Era la palabra de Dios manifiesta.
And he was holding the cosmos together by his essence and by his word.
Y estaba teniendo todo el universo por su esencia y su
and
palabra.
And when he got to the well,
y cuando llegó al pozo de agua,
he was weary.
Estaba cansado.
You see, the Bible is the letter that God gave to us.
La Biblia es una letra que Dios nos dio.
And it is designed to inform us of everything that we need to know in order to survive.
Está diseñado para enseñarnos todo lo que necesitamos para sobrevivir.
And in order to thrive in this business called life.
Y para poder tener una vida buena.
And this book stops in this story to let us know
y este libro para en esta historia para dejarnos saber
that when God got to the place of ministry,
que cuando Dios llegó a ministrar,
when he was seeking for somebody else to pour himself out upon,
cuando estaba buscando a alguien más que podía bendecir,
when he got to the well,
cuando llegó al pozo,
he got there a little early,
llegó un poco temprano,
and in his journey,
y en su viaje,
he was exhausted.
Estaba cansado.
And he was tired.
Y estaba hostigado.
And he was weary.
Y estaba muy cansado.
And in that moment, he took a moment to relax.
Y en ese momento tomó un momento para relajarse.
He took a moment to let out a breath.
Tomó un momento para respirar.
To sigh.
Para respirar.
To lean on the well.
Para recargarse en el pozo.
And rest for a moment.
Y descansar un poquito.
The Apostle Paul said, who is weak and I am not?
El apóstol Pablo que dice que él es débil.
Who is weary and I am not?
¿Quién está cansado y yo no?
Can I tell a revival church something tonight?
¿Le puedo decir una iglesia de avivamiento algo?
That it is in the middle of the harvest.
Que es en medio de la cosecha.
It's in the middle of a season where 31 people get the Holy Ghost and 15 have been baptized.
Es en medio de un avivamiento donde 31 han sido bautizados con el Espíritu.
It's at that place.
Es en ese lugar.
That the enemy wants to make his way into the harvest field.
Que el enemigo quiere entrar a la cosecha.
And to convince a people that has been faithful to God.
Y quiere convencer a un pueblo que ha sido fiel.
And faithful to the harvest.
Y ha sido fiel a la cosecha.
And faithful to the vision that God has for this city.
Y ha sido fiel a la visión que Dios tiene.
That because you're weak,
que porque tú estás débil,
that because you are exhausted,
que porque tú estás cansado,
that because you are weary,
que porque tú estás desanimado,
who do you think you are?
¿Quién piensas que eres tú?
What do you think you have to give?
¿Qué piensas que tienes tú para dar?
But God in his infinite wisdom,
pero Dios en su sabiduría infinita,
speaks to us by the word of God,
nos habla con la palabra de Dios,
to tell us that when he robed himself in flesh,
para decirnos que cuando él tomó un velo de carne,
that when he got to his ministry moment,
que cuando él llegara al momento de ministrar,
he took a moment to breathe aside.
Él tomó un momento para respirar.
Can I tell a mama here tonight?
Le puedo decir a una mamá esta noche.
That just because you're weary,
que nomás porque estás cansada,
does not mean you're not powerful.
No quiere decir que no tienes poder.
Just because you're exhausted,
nomás porque estás muy cansada,
does not mean that all of the power of God is not working on the inside.
No significa
of
que
you.
El poder de Dios no está obrando en ti.
The devil is a liar.
El diablo es mentiroso.
Just because you feel discouraged,
no más porque te sientes desanimado,
just because you feel weak,
no más porque te sientes débil,
does not mean that God is not with you.
No significa que Dios no está contigo.
But can I tell you tonight,
pero te puedo decir esta noche,
that what you need to stay on the journey,
que lo que tú necesitas es quedarte en el viaje,
is not always physical in nature,
no siempre es físico,
but that when you are weak in your body,
pero cuando eres débil en tu cuerpo,
that God can demonstrate his strength through you.
Entonces Dios puede enseñar el poder por ti.
The excellency of God,
porque la excelencia de Dios,
is not of you.
No sea de ti.
The power of God,
el poder de Dios,
is not of you.
No es de ti.
It's not I.
No soy yo.
But it's God working on the inside.
Pero es Dios obrando dentro de mí.
I came to encourage somebody tonight.
Yo vengo a animar a alguien esta noche.
I came to lift up the feeble hands tonight.
Yo vengo a levantar las cansadas.
And tell you that God is watching you.
Y decir que Dios te está mirando.
That God is paying attention to you.
Que Dios está poniendo atención.
That God is working on your behalf.
Y Dios está obrando en tu lado.
That God is getting ready to answer your prayer.
Y Dios está preparado para responder tu oración.
That God is getting ready to demonstrate his power,
y Dios va a demostrar su poder en tu vida y en tu ministerio.
Come on, somebody needs to lift up your hands tonight.
Alguien tiene que levantar sus manos ahorita.
And thank God that while you're in the crucible,
y darle gracias a Dios cuando
he
estás
hasn't
en medio,
forsaken you.
Él no te ha olvidado.
But his plan is working in your life.
Pero su plan está obrando en tu vida.
For all of those people tonight,
para todos los estas personas esta noche,
that in your pause in life,
que en tu pausa en tu vida,
as you stop to catch your breath,
mientras paras a tomar tu aliento,
while you're waiting to pour yourself out on one more person,
mientras esperas bendecir a alguien más,
I want to preach to the praise singer tonight.
Le quiero predicar al que canta en el coro.
The working mama,
la mamá que está trabajando,
that goes in and puts a full day in,
que entra y pone todo el día en trabajo,
and comes to pick up your babies from school,
y va y levanta a sus niños de la escuela,
and you rush home to get them clothed and fed,
y te vas a la casa para poner ropa y comer,
and you rush back to the house of God,
te vas corriendo a la casa de Dios,
and you rush up on this stage for praise practice,
y corres acá en el coro.
And as you come on the stage,
y mientras vienes acá a la plataforma,
in the pause,
en el pausa,
maybe while the musicians are stuck in traffic,
tal vez cuando los músicos están parados en tráfico,
in the pause in your life,
en la pausa en tu vida,
as you just sit back to take a breather,
mientras te paras a tomar un aliento,
and the questions begin to run through your mind,
y las preguntas empiezan a pasar por tu mente,
how is it that I'm about to pour myself out,
cómo es que yo voy a ser derramada,
for the visitors that are coming tonight,
para los visitantes que vienen esta noche,
and I don't have my life together completely,
y yo no tengo a mi vida arreglada,
and all of the pieces aren't put in place in my life,
y todas las piezas en mi vida no están bien,
and in that pause,
y en esa pausa,
the enemy begins to squeeze his way into your mind.
El enemigo se empieza a meter
and
a tu
tell
mente.
You who do you think you are,
y te empieza a decir quién que eres.
You think you're going to minister to somebody when your life's not put together.
¿Tú crees que vas a ministrar a alguien cuando tu
I'm
vida
preaching
está
to a praise singer tonight.
Yo estoy predicando a alguien que canta en el coro.
And I'm here to tell you that God is watching you.
Y estoy diciendo que Dios te está
He's
mirando.
Watching your faithfulness.
Él está mirando tu fidelidad.
He's watching your commitment.
Él está mirando tu compromiso.
He's watching your dedication.
Él está mirando tu dedicación.
I'm preaching to a youth leader tonight.
Yo le predico a alguien que el líder de los jóvenes.
That you try to hold your life together,
que quieres agarrar tu vida,
and you try to prioritize ministry,
y quieres prioritizar,
and you show up on Friday night,
y llegas el viernes en la noche,
trying to get the pizza ordered,
queriendo ordenar la pizza,
and trying to make sure all the pieces are in place,
queriendo estar seguro que está todo bien,
and you're driving home late at night,
y llegas a la casa tarde,
and you're exhausted,
y estás cansado,
and you're winded,
y estás desanimado,
and you're trying to put the pieces of your life together,
y quieres poner juntas las piezas de tu
Can
vida.
Can I tell you that God is taking your sacrifice?
Te puedo decir que Dios está tomando tu sacrificio.
God is blessing it.
Y Dios lo está bendiciendo.
And God is multiplying
y Dios lo está multiplicando.
Can I tell you tonight, don't be weary.
Te puedo decir esta noche, no te cansado.
In well doing.
En hacer el bien.
Because you're gonna reap.
Porque vas a cosechar.
If you do not faint.
Si no te desmayas.
God's coming to bless your family.
Dios viene a bendecir tu familia.
God's coming to pour out revival
Dios viene
on your
a derramar avivamiento.
I'm preaching to the church tonight.
Le estoy predicando a la iglesia esta noche.
I'm preaching to the single mother and the single father.
Le predico a la mamá y al papá.
Who work all week.
Que trabajan toda la semana.
Leave your kids in daycare.
Y dejan sus niños en la escuela.
And you try to come and juggle ministry and life and responsibility.
Y quieren ser parte del ministerio y la vida y la responsabilidad.
And you do the work behind the scenes.
Y hacen la obra en las escenas atrás.
And you never complain.
Y nunca te quejas.
And it seems like no matter how hard you do,
y piensas que no importa el esfuerzo que metes,
you work,
todo el esfuerzo que metes,
it doesn't all quite come together.
No todo se junta.
For all of those people who worry about their kids,
por todos los que se preocupan por sus niños,
while they show up early to teach Sunday school,
mientras se llegan temprano a enseñar el
to minister to somebody else's kids,
hacer un ministerio a alguien más.
Tonight I'm preaching to the Bible study teacher,
esta noche le predico al que enseña el estudio,
who in the middle of the rush from here to there,
que en medio de la corretiza de aquí
you
allá,
feel winded waiting to minister one more time,
te sientes cansado porque vas a bendecir una más.
I'm preaching to the piano player tonight,
le predico al que toca el piano esta noche,
who comes to minister,
que viene a ser ministro,
to get ready for a play,
pa poner un play,
not knowing who's going to show up,
no sabiendo quién va a llegar,
not knowing who's going to need the Holy Ghost,
no sabiendo quién necesita el Espíritu,
and you pass out while you're practicing,
y te cansas mientras estás practicando.
I'm preaching to the faithful saints of God.
Estoy predicando al fiel de Dios.
I'm preaching to the people who are ready to pour out blessing on other people.
Estoy predicando a los que están bendiciendo a los demás.
When you don't know where the blessing's going to come from yourself.
Y cuando tú no sabes de dónde viene la bendición.
I'm preaching to the mama who's at home sick with the baby.
Le predico a la mamá que está en la casa cansada con el bebé.
Who's trying to figure out should I be there or should I stay home?
Y está queriendo averiguar si llego o no llego.
I'm preaching to people who are ministering hungry.
Le estoy predicando a las personas que son
ministros
y tienen hambre.
People who are ministering thirsty.
Personas que tienen sed.
People who are telling others about about the well, but you've got thirst on the inside of your life.
Personas que le están hablando del pozo de agua, pero quieren sed de ellos.
God has not forgotten you.
Dios no se ha olvidado de ti.
God has not abandoned you.
Dios no te ha abandonado.
God knows the cry of your heart.
Dios sabe el lamento de corazón.
And he's going to show up.
Y él se va a aparecer.
And he's going to provide.
Y él va a proveer.
And he's going to produce.
Y él va a producir.
But you can't get weary.
Pero tú no te puedes cansar.
In the middle of working.
En medio de la obra.
Come on, somebody praise him for just a moment.
O alguien alábelo por un momento.
I need somebody to take 30 seconds and make it rain in this house.
Necesito alguien que tome 30 segundos y alabe a Dios.
Preaching to people in transition in their life.
Le predico a alguien que está cambiando en su vida.
Moving from one ministry to the next.
Moviendo de un ministerio a otro.
Faithful people of God.
Personas fieles de Dios.
Who spend years sacrificing in areas of ministry.
Que tienen años sacrificando en su
vida.
You
don't know what the fruit of it's going to be.
No sabes el fruto todavía.
But you're thirsty.
Pero tienes sed.
You're hungry.
Tienes hambre.
For God to do some things in your life.
Para que Dios haga cosas en tu vida.
Maybe you're weary in your spirit in this season.
Tal vez estás cansado en tu espíritu.
God. We're reading a passage of scripture tonight.
Leo un pasaje esta escritura esta noche.
That would be referenced many times.
Que va a ser referido por muchas veces.
Over several thousand years of ministry.
Sobre miles de años de ministerios.
It would be quoted so many times in Bible study and in sermons.
Y lo van a hablar de este tema tanto en estudios.
But it's a message that was born out of weariness.
Pero es un mensaje que nació de lo cansado.
It was a message born out of a man's fatigue in his physical man.
Un mensaje que nació cuando el hombre estaba cansado.
As he began to minister to this woman of Samaria,
mientras él empezó a ministrar a esta señora,
he was tired in his body.
Él estaba cansado en su cuerpo.
He was weary in his natural man.
Él estaba cansado en su hombre.
He was leaning on a well.
Él estaba recargándose en el pozo.
That was full of water.
Que estaba lleno de agua.
But he was thirsty after his long journey.
Pero él tenía sed en su viaje largo.
And the conversation opens up.
Y la conversación empieza.
With the master of the universe.
Con el maestro del universo.
Looking at a woman of ill repute,
mirando a la mujer de mala reputación,
and asking her to give him something to drink,
y pidiéndole a ella que le dé algo.
That's how he opened the conversation.
Así es como él empezó la conversación.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
God had a need.
Dios tenía una necesidad.
God had a vacancy on the inside of him.
Dios tenía un vacío adentro de él.
He had something that wasn't quite what it could be.
Tenía algo que no era lo que podía ser.
So as he speaks these words of ministry,
y mientras él habla estas palabras,
he's ministering to her from a place of emptiness.
Él está ministrando de un lugar de vacío.
He spoke these words of restoration.
Habla estas palabras de restauración.
While leaning on the well,
mientras recargado en el pozo.
But can I tell somebody here tonight?
Pero le puedo decir a alguien esta noche.
Just because you're weary in your body,
no más porque estás cansado en tu cuerpo.
Just because maybe your finances aren't quite what they should be,
o tal vez tus finanzas no son lo que tienen que ser.
Just because you have a place of depletion on the inside.
O nomás porque tienes un vacío
dentro de ti. That does not mean that you do not have power with God.
No significa que no tienes poder con Dios.
He was the source of water.
Era la fuente de agua.
Tired.
Estaba cansado.
He was the source of faith.
Era la fuente de la fe.
Weary.
Y estaba cansado.
But the fatigue did not cause him to lose faith.
Pero ese fatiguez no causó que perdiera la fe.
That is why the scripture tells us.
Es por eso que la escritura dice.
That you can't be weary in well doing.
Que no te puedes cansar en hacer el bien.
Because at some point in your life,
porque en algún punto en tu vida,
you are going to reap if you do not faint.
Vas a cosechar si no te desmayas.
You have to learn to let God hold you up.
Tienes que aprender que Dios te sostenga.
While you're working weary,
mientras estás trabajando
don't
cansado.
Be afraid to lean on the well.
No tengas miedo de
recargarte en el pozo. And take a long drink of the presence of God.
Y tomar de la presencia de Dios.
Because we're in this for the long haul.
Porque estamos esto por el viaje largo.
This race is not to the swift.
Esta carrera no es para el rápido.
This battle is not to the strong.
Esta batalla no es para el fuerte.
But it's a race to the end.
Pero es una carrera hasta el fin.
I want to see you make it to the finish line.
Yo quiero que tú llegues al final.
Does anybody want to make it to the finish line?
¿Alguien quiere llegar al final?
If you get weary in the journey,
si estás cansado en el viaje,
don't be afraid to ask for help.
No te has cansado, no te olvides pedir ayuda.
If you get weary in the journey,
si te cansas en el viaje,
don't be afraid to use the altar.
No tengas miedo usar el altar.
If you get weary in the journey,
si tú te cansas en el viaje,
don't be afraid to lean on the well.
No tengas miedo en recargarte en el pozo.
Don't be afraid to ask somebody for help.
No tengas miedo pedirle ayuda a alguien.
Praise God. We're in it for the long haul.
Estamos por el viaje largo.
We're in it to the end.
Estamos para llegar al final.
We're in it to win the race.
Estamos para ganar la carrera.
Praise God. Praise God. That's why the word of God says, "Don't muzzle the ox that treads the corn."
Es por eso que la palabra dice que no le tapen la boca de la vaca.
Because the man who is working,
porque el hombre que está trabajando,
the woman who is working,
la mujer que está trabajando,
is worthy to eat from the work.
Es digno que coma de la obra.
This is a faithful church.
Esta es una iglesia fiel.
Praise God! We have so many projects that have been happening for the last 7 years in this location.
Tenemos tantos proyectos que han sucedido.
And in our previous locations.
Y en el lugar antiguo.
And at every season, God raises people up who come and work.
Y en cada temporada, Dios levantó personas que obran.
And they're faithful.
Y son fieles.
And there are moments while you're doing the work,
y hay momentos cuando estás haciendo la obra,
that you can feel in your body,
que sientes en tu cuerpo,
the depletion,
que estás, estás vacío,
the exhaustion,
lo el cansado.
But God wanted you to know,
pero Dios quiere que tú sepas,
that when he came to the earth,
que cuando él vino a la tierra,
he felt all the things that you feel.
Él sintió todo lo que tú sientes.
He felt the emptiness.
Él sintió lo vacío.
He felt the depletion.
Él sintió lo estar vacío.
But what he wants you to know,
pero lo que él quiere que sepas,
is that at the end of the day,
es que al final del día,
what your world needs,
lo que tu mundo necesita,
is not what you're missing.
No es lo que tú no tienes.
I said what your world is looking for.
Dije lo que tu mundo está buscando.
Is not the thing that you don't have.
No es la cosa que no tienes.
Because he was thirsty in his body.
Porque él tenía sed en su cuerpo.
But he was the wellspring of living water.
Pero era la fuente de agua viva.
What that? Mama, you hear me?
Escúchame, mamá.
What your babies need,
lo que necesitan tus bebés,
is not the thing you don't have.
No es lo que no tienes.
It's the thing you do have.
Es la cosa que tienes.
What the multitude is looking for,
lo que busca la multitud,
is not the thing we're empty of.
No es lo que tenemos vacío.
It's the thing we're full of.
Es la cosa que estamos llenos.
The kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink.
El reino de Dios no es carne ni bebida.
But it is righteousness.
Pero es justicia.
Peace.
Paz.
And joy.
Y gozo.
In the Holy Ghost.
En el Espíritu Santo.
What that man needed Saturday night, Brother Terrell.
Lo que el hombre necesitaba el sábado.
What Dent needed.
Lo que él necesitaba.
Was the Spirit of God.
Era el Espíritu de Dios.
It wasn't what we don't have.
No era lo que no tenemos.
But it's what we have in abundance.
Pero es lo que tenemos en abundancia.
It's what he's given us, pressed down.
Es lo que nos ha dado.
Shaken together.
En abundancia.
And running over.
Y rebosijando.
So it's possible to be empty in our natural man.
Es posible ser vacío en el hombre.
But full in the Spirit.
Pero lleno en el Espíritu.
That's why the word of God says, "Seek ye first."
Es por eso la palabra dice,
the kingdom of God,
el reino de Dios,
and His righteousness,
y su justicia,
and all of these other things will be added to you.
Y todo lo demás será añadido.
You know what would be a tragedy, Brother Micah?
¿Sabes lo que es una tragedia?
Is if they get here and we have silver and gold,
es que llegan y tenemos
and
oro
we
y plata,
have food and raiment,
y tenemos comida y
but
ropa,
we don't have the power of God.
Pero no tenemos el poder de Dios.
I would rather be depleted in my finances.
Yo prefiero estar vacío en mis finanzas.
I would rather be empty of food and water.
Yo prefiero estar vacío de comida y agua.
But full of the Spirit of God.
Pero lleno del Espíritu de Dios.
He didn't have some things in his natural body.
Él no tenía cosas en su cuerpo.
But what he had in abundance.
Pero lo que tenía lo tenía en abundancia.
God is looking for a church.
Dios busca una iglesia
that has power in abundance.
Que tiene poder en abundancia.
That has anointing in abundance.
Y tiene unción en abundancia.
That has prayer in abundance.
Tiene oración en abundancia.
That has worship in abundance.
Tiene adoración en abundancia.
Come on, somebody do that for 30 seconds.
O alguien haga eso por 30 segundos.
Somebody exercise what you do have.
Alguien trabaje con lo que tiene.
Somebody flex what you do have.
Alguien agarre lo que tenga.
Amen. Praise God. Brother Daniel, with those people who are going to come to that drug addiction class need.
Hermano Daniel, lo que es personas ocupan que vienen a esa clase.
It's not the things you don't have.
No es lo que no tienes.
But it's the thing that you do have.
Pero es la cosa que tú tienes.
And what you do have is a testimony.
Y lo que tienes es un testimonio.
I was lost.
Yo estaba perdido.
But now I'm found.
Pero ahora estoy encontrado.
I was blind.
Estaba ciego.
But now I see.
Pero ahora veo.
The devil wants you to major on the things you don't have.
El diablo quiere que te enfoques en lo que no tienes.
But what they need,
pero lo que necesitan,
you have in abundance.
Tenemos en abundancia. Ella viene al pozo.
Empty on the inside.
Vacía de adentro.
He doesn't even have a vessel to draw with, Brother Warren.
Él ni siquiera tiene una cubeta.
But he's not distracted.
Pero él no está distraído.
He's carrying exactly what he needs.
Está cargando lo que él necesita.
He has everything that he needs.
Él tiene todo lo que necesita.
And while he's empty of water,
y mientras él está vacío de agua,
he's full of the Spirit of God.
Está lleno del Espíritu de Dios.
All of the power and authority and anointing of God is present on the inside of him.
Todo el poder y autoridad de Dios está dentro de él.
And she says, "You don't even have anything to draw with."
Y ella dice, "Tú ni siquiera tienes una cubeta."
And he said, "Woman, I've got something living on the inside of me."
Dice, "Mujer, yo tengo algo vivo
dentro
de mí."
That if you ever drink from it,
que si tú tomas de eso,
you'll never thirst again.
Nunca vas a tener sed otra vez.
Yes, you may be empty in the natural.
Sí, tal vez vas a estar vacío
físico.
But you
will be full in the spirit.
Pero vas a estar lleno en el espíritu.
God give us a church.
Dios danos una iglesia.
That's full of the Holy Ghost.
Que está lleno del espíritu.
That's full of the power of God.
Que está lleno del poder de Dios.
That's full of the anointing of God.
Está lleno de unción de Dios.
It's full of all of the things that matter.
Está lleno de todo lo que importa.
Praise God. But I'm preaching to people that are weary.
Le predico a personas que están cansadas.
At the point of ministry.
En el punto de ministrar.
Isaiah 40 and 31.
Isaías 40 y 31.
But they that wait upon the Lord,
pero aquellos que esperan al Señor,
shall renew their strength.
Van a renovar su fuerza.
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
Van a agarrar sus águilas, águilas como las águilas.
They shall run,
van a correr,
and not be weary.
Y no van a estar cansados.
They shall walk,
van a caminar,
and not faint.
Y no se van a desmayar.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
Does that mean if you do the work of ministry, you're not going to get tired?
¿Significa que si obras en las cosas de Dios no te cansas?
No, he's talking about a spiritual dynamic.
Está hablando de una dinámica espiritual.
He's talking about, and I'm just here to tell you.
Yo estoy aquí para decirte.
As we continue to do the work of revival in the city of Birmingham,
mientras continuamos a hacer la obra,
it will be heavy lifting.
Va a ser mucho trabajo.
It will be hard work.
Va a ser trabajo cansado.
It will be exhausting.
Vamos a cansarnos nosotros.
But Jesus tells them in this same passage in John chapter 4.
Pero Jesús le dice en el mismo pasaje.
He said, "I have meat to eat that you know not of."
Yo tengo carne para comer que ustedes
no saben. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me.
Mi voluntad es hacer lo que me mandó.
Can I tell a mama here tonight?
Le puedo decir una mamá esta noche.
That you may be weary in your body.
Que tal vez estás cansado en tu cuerpo.
But if you'll hitch your wagon to the plan of God.
Pero si conectas tu destino al plan de Dios.
You'll never be forsaken.
Nunca vas a estar olvidada.
Come on, the writer said, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken."
El salmista dijo, nunca he visto el justo desamparado.
Nor his seed a begging bread.
Ni su semilla.
I don't care if you have a husband or you don't.
No importa si tienes esposo.
God will be your husband.
Dios va a ser tu esposo.
God will be your provision.
Dios va a ser tu provisión.
Come on, he'll irrigate your deserts.
Él va a regar tus campos.
I said he will irrigate your deserts.
Yo dije él va a regar tus desiertos.
Praise God. Praise God. Weary at the well.
Cansado en el pozo de agua.
Praise God. Praise God. Message that he had for her.
El mensaje que tenía para ella.
Was bigger than her physical problems.
Era más grande que sus planes, sus problemas físicos.
Praise God. Can I tell somebody here tonight?
¿Le puedo decir a alguien esta noche?
That whatever your problems are.
Que tus problemas.
Whatever you feel that the deficiency is in your life.
Lo que tú sientes que son tus problemas en tu vida.
Whatever the lacking is.
Lo que tú sientes que no tienes.
However you formulate the equation.
Como tú interpretas tu vida y la ecuación.
The world that you are going to encounter.
El mundo que tú vas a encontrar.
What they really need.
Lo que ellos necesitan.
I don't care how depleted you are in the natural.
No me importa qué tan vacío estás en lo natural.
What they really need is what God has given to you in abundance.
Lo que ellos necesitan es lo que Dios te ha dado en abundancia.
They need
soul restoration.
Ellos necesitan la alma restaurada.
They need a spiritual transformation.
Necesitan una transformación espiritual.
They need an encounter with the supernatural.
Necesitan un encuentro con lo sobrenatural.
And if you have the Holy Ghost tonight, you have access to that supernatural power.
Y si tú tienes el Espíritu, tienes acceso a ese poder.
They don't need your money.
Ellos no necesitan tu dinero.
Come on, that's what Peter and John knew.
Eso era lo que Pedro y Juan
sabían. In Acts chapter 3.
En Hechos 3.
When they went up to the temple at the hour of prayer.
Cuando fueron al templo a la hora de oración.
And they encountered the lame man.
Encontraron el cojo.
He said, he, the Bible says that he asked of them alms.
La Biblia dice que le pidieron a él dinero.
They didn't have physical provision.
Ellos no tenían dinero.
They were empty of that.
Ellos estaban vacíos de eso.
But they did not hesitate, Brother Warren.
Pero ellos no tenían timidez.
Number one, they did not get sucked into his pathology.
Ellos no entraron a lo que él pensaba.
He thought he needed money.
Él pensaba que necesitaba
but
dinero.
They did not miss a beat.
Pero ellos no perdieron
they
nada.
Turned to him.
Se voltearon y a mirar.
And their eyes were fastened upon
y
him.
Sus ojos sobre él.
And they said, silver and gold we don't have.
Dice, oro y plata no tenemos.
But what we do have is what we're going to give to
pero
you.
Lo que tenemos es lo que te vamos
in
a dar.
The name of Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
Of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Levántate y camina.
Can I tell you, don't fixate on what you don't have.
Le puedo decir, no te preocupes en lo que no tienes.
And don't allow your enemy to define the situation.
Y no permitas que el enemigo define
don't
tu situación.
Allow the pathology to define the situation.
No determines que la patología.
But engage in faith.
Pero entra con fe.
I don't have a whole lot.
No tengo mucho.
Maybe my money's not what it should be.
Mi dinero no es lo que es.
Maybe my kids are backslidden.
Tal vez mis niños están alejados.
Maybe my family's in shambles.
Tal vez mi familia está desalojada.
But I'm going out into my world.
Pero yo voy a mi mundo.
To engage my world in faith.
Para trabajar con fe.
To tell them everything's not repaired yet in my life.
Y decirle, todo no está arreglado
but
en mi vida.
I've got a hope down on the inside
pero
of
yo tengo
me
algo adentro de mí.
That is bigger than my problems.
Que es más grande que mis
that's
problemas.
Bigger than my pathology.
Que es más grande que mi patología.
That's bigger than my disease.
Que es más grande que mi enfermedad.
Can I talk to a blind church?
¿Le puedo hablar a una iglesia?
Can I talk to some people who have physical blindness?
A personas que están ciegos físicos.
Can I preach to some people who are physically deaf?
Personas que están sordos.
Can I preach to some people with cancer in their body?
¿Puedo predicar a alguien que tiene cáncer?
Can I preach to some people with diabetes?
¿Puedo predicar a alguien que tiene
can
diabetes?
I preach to some people with arthritis?
¿Puedo predicar a alguien con arthritis?
Can I preach to some people who your finances aren't what you would like for them to be?
¿Puedo predicar a alguien que no tiene finanzas?
Who you feel deficient in some areas of your life?
¿Y tú sientes que no estás bien en unas áreas de
can I tell you that you have everything that you need
te puedo decir que tú tienes todo lo que necesitas
to have a breakthrough revival
para tener la victoria en la
I
vida
said you have everything that you need
dije, tú tienes todo lo que necesitas
to see God break out in your life
para mirar a Dios en tu vida
you have everything that you
tú tienes
need
todo lo que necesitas
to see God perform a miracle
para mirar el milagro en la vida.
Can you look at somebody who has the same disease you have?
¿Podrás mirar a alguien que tiene la misma enfermedad?
And say, I don't know why he hadn't healed me yet.
Y decirle, yo no sé por qué a mí no me ha sanado.
But I'm going to pray for you like he is a healer.
Pero yo voy a orar por ti como si él es un sanador.
Can you prophesy to somebody with backslidden kids?
¿Podrás profetizar a alguien con hijos alejados
del camino? While you're still waiting on yours to come back.
Mientras tú estás esperando a los tuyos.
Can you go out two by two and minister to your community?
¿Podrás ir dos en dos a ministrar a la comunidad?
And release Jesus to go and minister to your family.
Y soltar a Jesús que ministre en tu familia.
Can you worship weary?
¿Podrás adorar cansado?
Can you minister tired?
¿Podrás ministrar cansado?
Can you minister empty?
¿Podrás ministrar vacío?
I'm here to tell you if you can press through.
Estoy aquí para decirte si tú empujas.
This season of weariness.
Esta temporada de debilidad.
Keep on keeping on.
Y sigue caminando adelante.
God's going to answer your prayer.
Dios va a responder tu oración.
God's going to break through in your family.
Dios te va a dar la victoria en la familia.
What I felt in this prayer and this worship during the service tonight.
Lo que yo sentí en la oración y la adoración.
The The Holy Ghost gave me just a direct confirmation.
El Espíritu me dio confirmación directa.
Now, what I was going to preach tonight,
lo que iba a predicar esta noche,
was specifically for people in this room.
Era específicamente a las personas en este cuarto.
Faithful.
Que son fieles.
You've been doing the work.
Y estás haciendo la obra.
You come to church leaning on a mop.
Tú vienes a la iglesia
leaning on a pulpit.
Y recargándote en el púlpito.
You come to church leaning on the pew.
Vienes recargándote en las bancas.
You come to church fatigued in your mind.
Vienes cansado en tu mente.
And you don't feel like you have power.
Y no sientes que tienes poder.
I've come to preach against your carnal emotions.
Yo vengo a predicar contra tus emociones carnales.
You've got thoughts running through your head that God hasn't really empowered me.
Los pensamientos en tu mente.
Because I feel weak.
Porque tú te sientes débil.
Because I feel empty.
Porque te sientes vacío.
Because I feel broken.
Porque te sientes quebrantado.
Can I tell you?
Te puedo decir.
That's some of the most powerful ministry that God wants to do in your life.
De los ministerios más poderosos en
he
tu vida.
Can do while you're leaning.
Lo puede hacer mientras tú estás rescargando.
Come on, I got questions I don't have answers to yet.
Oh, no sé, yo sé.
But I'm watching God do the miraculous.
Que Dios está haciendo lo milagroso.
And I'm not going to quit believing.
Y yo no voy a dejar de creer.
That he's going to do greater.
Él va a ser más grande.
And he'll answer my questions by and by.
Y él va a responder mis preguntas.
But in the meantime,
pero por mientras,
we're going to have revival.
Vamos a tener avivamiento.
In the meantime,
por mientras,
we're going to see the supernatural.
Vamos a ver lo sobrenatural.
If somebody needs to get a meantime mentality.
O alguien tiene que tener por lo mientras.
God's not worried about what you don't have.
Dios no está preocupado por lo que no tienes.
You've got everything you need.
Tú tienes todo lo que necesitas.
Praise God. Praise God. That patriarch Jacob. That patriarch Jacob.
El patriarca Jacob.
The Bible said that he worshiped God.
La Biblia dice que adoró a Dios.
Leaning.
Recargando.
On a staff.
En una vara.
The staff represented his limp.
La vara representaba su lastimado.
The staff represented the void in his hip.
La vara representaba lo que le faltaba en la cadera.
He worshiped God with
él
a limp.
Adoraba a Dios con un pie lastimado.
The depletion,
lo que estaba vacío,
did not define the power.
No definió el poder.
It's not about what you feel.
No se trata de lo que sientes.
It's not about what your enemy's telling you.
No se trata de lo que te dice el enemigo.
It's about the prophecy.
Es de la profecía.
It's about the promise.
Es de la promesa.
Brother Martin, I heard we had 60 people in our Spanish fellowship today.
Hermano Martín, escuché que teníamos como 60 personas.
That's more than we've ever had.
Y yo escuché que eso es más de lo que hemos tenido.
Now I haven't corroborated, substantiated that with
yo no
the
sé,
group.
No he hablado eso con el grupo, no sé.
But I'm just telling you what I feel.
Pero yo te digo lo que siento.
I feel like we're just on the edge of a crazy Spanish revival.
Yo siento que estamos en la orilla de un avivamiento hispano.
Praise God. Praise God. And I don't care what the depletion is.
No me importa lo que estamos vacío.
I don't care what the deficiency is.
No me importa lo que nos falta.
I don't care what is not present.
No me importa lo que no está presente.
God has given us everything that we need.
Dios nos ha dado todo lo que necesitamos.
We're going to have to be creative.
Vamos a tener
imaginación. We're going to have to be innovative.
Vamos a tener innovación.
We're going to have to recruit some people.
Vamos a tener que reclutar personas.
That maybe they don't look the part.
Que tal vez no se miran la parte.
We're going to have to learn as we go.
Vamos a tener que aprender mientras vamos.
That's all right. We have everything we need.
Tenemos todo lo que necesitamos.
We have everything that we need.
Tenemos todo lo que necesitamos.
Praise God. It's been a little bit of an impact on our English service.
Ha sido un poco de impacto en el servicio inglés.
I can only preach half my notes now.
Solo puedo predicar la mitad de los mensajes.
Which means I can only preach about 20% of my notes.
Que solamente puedo predicar el 20%.
Praise God. But it's not about my notes.
Pero no se trata de mis notas.
It's not about the plan and the program.
No es del plan ni el programa.
It's about what God has empowered us to do in the city of
Birmingham. Es de lo que Dios nos da el poder de hacer.
Praise God. Praise God. I sat across the table from a young man.
Me senté en la mesa con un joven.
Just this week.
Esta semana.
He was out of options.
No tenía opciones.
We could hardly speak. We could literally hardly communicate.
Apenas ni siquiera podíamos comunicarnos.
But he started to, in his broken English.
En su inglés quebrado.
He started to tell me what his problems were.
Me empezó a decir sus problemas.
And I felt impressed in the Holy Ghost
y yo sentí en el Espíritu
to help him meet some of his needs.
Ayudarlo a con sus necesidades.
And as I did, as I handed that handful of cash across the table,
mientras lo hacía y le daba el dinero,
his head hung down.
Su cabeza estaba caída.
And his shoulders started to rack.
Y sus hombros empezaban a llorar.
And he started to sob, Brother Warren.
Y él empezó a llorar.
And he got up and he came around the table.
Y se paró y se levantó de la mesa.
And he just grabbed me.
Y nomás me abrazó.
And he put his face on my shoulder.
Y puso su cara sobre mi hombro.
And he just started to sob.
Y empezó a llorar.
For 2 minutes.
Por 2 minutos.
We sat in the office and held each other.
Estamos en la oficina abrazados.
And I'm thinking, God, what in the world is this?
Y dije yo, Dios, ¿qué es esto?
It represents a group of people.
Representa un grupo de personas.
That are coming into our country.
Que vienen a este país.
They don't have answers.
Y ellos no tienen respuestas.
They need somebody to open up their arms.
Necesitan alguien que esté abierto.
And to love them.
Y que los ame.
And to help them.
Y que los ayude.
They're not worried about our deficiencies.
Ellos no están preocupados por lo que no tenemos.
They don't care about what you've been struggling with.
Ellos no les importa de tus problemas.
They don't care that you're imperfect.
Ellos no les importa que no eres perfecto.
They don't even care that you've had this cycle
ellos
in
no
your walk with God.
Que has tenido este ciclo en tu camino con Dios.
All they care about is survival.
Todo lo que les importa a ellos es
and
sobrevivir.
They're looking for somebody to love them.
Buscan a alguien que los ame.
They're not worried about our silly conflicts.
No les importa los conflictos.
They're hurting.
Ellos están lastimados.
And they're broken.
Y están quebrantados.
And God has sent us to this city for this season.
Dios nos mandó a esta ciudad por esta
to
temporada.
Reach those people.
Para alcanzar a esas personas.
And that's what we're going to do.
Y es lo que vamos a hacer.
We're going to put our issues on the side.
Vamos a poner los problemas a un lado.
We're going to open up our arms.
Vamos a abrir las manos.
And we're going to have revival.
Y vamos a tener avivamiento.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So I'm preaching to some people tonight that you've been weary.
Yo estoy predicando a alguien que está cansado.
And you know, this is just for mama.
Esta noche nomás es para la mamá.
This is for the church.
Esto es para la iglesia.
And I think it's going to bless everybody.
Y yo pienso que va a bendecir a todos.
Because the word does that.
Porque la palabra es eso.
But I am preaching specifically.
Y yo predico específicamente.
To some people who have been carrying a heavy load.
A personas que tienen una carga pesada.
And you've been exhausted.
Y has estado cansado.
And depleted.
Y has estado vacío.
And trying to make ends meet.
Y quieres hacer todo funcionar.
I'm preaching to a Sunday school teacher.
Le predico a alguien que enseña el estudio bíblico.
I'm preaching to a Bible study teacher.
Le predico a un estudio.
I'm preaching to a musician.
Le estoy predicando a un músico.
I'm preaching to a singer.
Le estoy predicando a un cantante.
Let's all stand.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
I want to minister for just a few moments.
Quiero ministrar por unos momentos.
To the church.
A la iglesia.
As I was praying about this,
mire, estaba orando por esto.
I saw people like Megan.
Mire, personas como Megan,
who just worked the school,
que nomás trabaja en la escuela,
and rushed to church and put on a praise robe.
Y se van a la iglesia y se ponen la ropa.
Just faithful.
Nomás son fieles.
Faithful.
Fieles.
Faithful. I want to tell this church.
Yo le quiero decir a esta iglesia.
That there will be seasons in our harvest and in our revival.
Que va a haber temporadas en nuestra cosecha y avivamiento.
Where you go through a period of your life where you feel empty.
Te pasas por un tiempo de tu vida y te sientes vacío.
I want to open up the invitation to you.
Quiero abrir la invitación.
When you feel weak,
cuando te sientas débil,
it's okay.
Está bien.
to come down to the front and cry.
Que vengas enfrente a llorar.
And you know what we're going to do?
¿Y sabes lo que vamos a hacer?
We're going to cry with you.
Vamos a llorar contigo.
Because the Bible says to weep with those that weep.
La Biblia dice que llora con los que están llorando.
And rejoice with those that rejoice.
Y regocíjate con los que están regocijando.
There are times in your life.
Hay tiempos en tu vida.
When you feel empty.
Que te sientes vacío.
And what does the church do?
¿Y qué hace la iglesia?
We get together.
Se juntan.
And we love each other.
Y nos amamos.
And we pray for each other.
Y oramos por los unos a los otros.
And we care for each other.
Y oramos por cada uno.
But there are some people tonight that I am preaching to you.
Pero hay personas esta noche te estoy predicando.
And I want to open up this altar to you.
Y quiero abrir este altar.
If you have felt what I have been preaching about tonight,
si tú sientes lo que yo he predicado esta noche,
I want you to go ahead and make your way down to the front.
Quiero que vengas al frente.
If you have been working weary,
si tú has estado trabajando cansado,
and working depleted,
y trabajado vacío,
and you're trying to find a source of strength.
Y tú tratas tu mejor y quieres encontrar fuerza.
We're going to have some prayer with you tonight.
Vamos a orar contigo esta noche.
I'm reaching for some people tonight.
Estoy alcanzando a alguien esta noche.
That the power of God is on you.
Que el poder de Dios está en ti.
But you're weary in your body.
Pero estás cansado en tu cuerpo.
And you're weary in your spirit.
Y estás cansado en tu espíritu.
I want you to make your way down to the front as they begin to sing
tonight. Quiero que vengas al altar.
I need some church members to come and pray with us. As a matter of fact, let's all kind of get in tight together tonight. The Holy Ghost wants to do a work here.
El Espíritu quiere obrar aquí.
God wants to come on, come in close, come in close.
Acérquense al altar lo más que pueda.
As they begin to sing, why don't you lift up your hands to God?
Mientras empiezan a cantar, levanta tus manos.
Why don't you begin to talk to Him?
Empiecen a hablar con Dios.
And press into that prayer. Find somebody to link up with. Pray your strength. Pray your faith. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, God, I pray your power, Lord.
Let it echo. Let it echo.
Come on, let's see, find somebody to link up with. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
You mean everything. More than anything.
You are everything.
You are everything.
More than anything.
More than anything.
Jesus, you are everything.
You are everything.
You're more than anything.
To go and stand with Brother Canaries and Sister Kara. Come on, God's about to shift this youth group. He's moving you into another level of anointing and dimension and power in the Holy Ghost. I want you to go and stand with them and pray with them in the name of Jesus.
More than anything, with my heart I will sing. You mean everything, more than
keep on being faithful. Keep on being faithful. Keep on being faithful. Don't get out of the race. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. God's going to honor your commitment. God's going to honor your sacrifice. Faithful God. He's a faithful God. praise singers to come and stand in the front for just a moment. Come and stand in the front for just a moment. I just feel to pray for this group tonight. I feel to pray for this group tonight. God has anointed them for revival, for ministry. But I need some people of faith to come and lay hands on them right now. And pray the power of God. Pray the strength of God. Praise group, I just want you to link up together and get in receiving mode for just a moment. You pour yourself out, service after service. But I want you to get in the posture of receiving right now. I need some people to come and pray. I need some standing in front of them. I need some people to come and pray. Dawson, come and help me. In the name of Jesus. We've got mamas in this crowd. Come on, church. They pour out all the time. Pour into them for a moment. Dad, come and help. Justin, come and help. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, rebuke the devourer, Lord. Rebuke the devourer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit, God. I bind every spirit that would try to hinder their praise, that would hinder their ministry, oh God. The plague of the mind and the spirit. Sonda Bahai, Indehe, Randa Bahasatarabahai. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that's it, church. Pray with me for a moment. Let's pour out into them. Oh, Masandaha. God, anoint them, Lord. Take them to another dimension, God. Rupa Sandabaha. Come on, if you're a Sunday school teacher, why don't you lift your hands right now? Come on, I want our ministry here to lay hands on our Sunday school teachers and pray the power of God, the anointing of God. Oh, Sandaha. Randa Hate. Iarakataraba Sondolobosa. Iarabasanda. In the name of Jesus. Come on, musicians, musicians, go ahead and step off your instrument. Step off your instruments. Step off your instruments. Come on, keep the intensity in prayer. I want you to come and stand in the front. Come on, they're constantly pouring out. They're constantly pouring out. Let's pour into them for just a few moments. God, pour into your leaders, oh Lord. Come on. Come and stand down here, Brother Mario. Come and stand down here. In the name of Jesus, God. God, cover them in the day of battle, O Lord. Cover them in the day of battle, O God. Keep them as the apple of your eye, O God. Hide them in the cleft of your rock, O God. Oh, rakataba sotobosa. Robokotorobosia rabakandayati robosea. Arabasata rabakotorobosata. Come on, the Holy Ghost is doing a work right now. The Holy Ghost is ministering right now. Roshanda Ita Rakataraba Sondolokosa. In the name of Jesus. Come on, if it's appropriate, why don't you find somebody to link up with and pray in the Holy Ghost? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, I'm telling you, we're praying against the forces of darkness tonight. I said we're praying against the forces of darkness tonight. I bind every hindering thing. I bind every lying thing in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that a dimension of liberty and authority in the Spirit would begin to flow through our praise team and our musicians. I pray that you would give them songs in the middle of the night, oh God. Give them a fresh anointing, oh God. Give them a fresh anointing, oh God. Come on, God's shifting somebody right now from a musician to a minstrel. God's moving somebody into another dimension right now in the Holy Ghost. It's not the work of a man, it's the work of the Spirit. Thank you.